BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. The former Egyptian president, Hosni Mubarak, is in intensive care in hospital in the Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh after suffering heart problems, according to Egyptian media reports. Mr. Mubarak's health is said to have deteriorated after meeting officials investigating allegations of corruption and the killing of protesters in Egypt's popular uprising. Yolanda Nell reports.
Egyptian state television quotes medical sources saying that Mr. Mubarak, who's 82, refused to eat or drink after being summoned by the public prosecutor 2 days ago. It's reported that he was meeting state investigators for the first time when he fell ill with heart problems. The manager of the Sharm el-Sheikh International Hospital where he's being treated says the former president's condition is now almost stable. Extra security is in place at the hospital.
In Cairo, Egyptian soldiers and police have moved into Tahrir Square to end a sit-in by protesters demanding civilian rule. The French and British governments have complained that fellow members of the NATO alliance are not doing enough to support military operations in Libya. The French Defence Minister, Gérard Longuet, said France and Britain were bearing the bulk of the burden of enforcing the no-fly zone in Libyan airspace. Jonathan Beale has more.
Ever since it took control of the military operation from the United States, NATO has been anxious to present a united front. Publicly, it insists that there's been no let-up in the campaign. But behind the scenes, there appears to be growing tension within the alliance that some NATO members are not doing enough. No country has been singled out for criticism, but it's believed that frustration in both Paris and London is focused on those nations, including Italy and Spain, that have been reluctant to provide warplanes to conduct bombing missions.
The International Monetary Fund has warned rich countries to tackle their government debt immediately or risk the possibility of financial collapse. Andrew Walker reports.
Government debt in the rich countries is climbing, and the IMF report says the average this year, for those nations, is likely to go to over 100% of annual national income, for the first time since the aftermath of the Second World War. The IMF says steady annual progress is needed starting now in reducing borrowing needs. Some countries have started, but the report notes that in the United States, the effort has been put on hold. There's a warning, although it's not explicitly directed to the US, that markets can react abruptly to deteriorating government finances.
Russia has been celebrating the 50th anniversary of the first human spaceflight when the Soviet cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin completed a single orbit of Earth. The Russian president, Dmitry Medvedev, said the flight had opened a new era in human history and promised that his country would continue to prioritize investment in space exploration. Yuri Gagarin died in a plane crash in 1968. This is the World News from the BBC. A relative of one of the victims of the Air France plane which crashed over the Atlantic 2 years ago says the tail section of the jet has been found. Investigators have been searching for the rear section as it could contain the flight data recorders. More than 200 people on board the flight from Rio de Janeiro to Paris died. Contrary to earlier reports, the United Nations says the former president of Ivory Coast, Laurent Gbagbo, is still being held in the country's main city, Abidjan. Earlier, a UN spokesman said Mr. Gbagbo, who was arrested on Monday, had been taken out of the city. Mr. Gbagbo's spokesman says generals who had been fighting on his behalf have now sworn allegiance to the internationally recognized president, Alassane Ouattara. From Abidjan, Mark Doyle.
Unusual scenes were playing out today at a once luxury hotel overlooking Abidjan Lagoon. The president of Ivory Coast is staying in a hotel suite. Downstairs, in a conference room, the top military brass of the country are jostling for positions in a new army. President Ouattara has to walk a political and military tightrope. On the one hand, he has to reward the men, who were once called rebels, who helped him come to power. On the other hand, he can't sack or imprison all those who fought against him, or he risks alienating too many men with guns.
The European Union has imposed sanctions on more than 30 Iranian officials accused of being involved in human rights abuses. The British Foreign Secretary, William Hague, said Iran had imprisoned more activists and journalists than any other country. The new steps include travel restrictions and freezing assets. Officials in Mexico say they've discovered another 32 bodies in mass graves in the northern state of Tamaulipas, bringing the total found this past week to 116. Forensic experts said the number could rise even further as they continue to excavate the area. 16 people have been detained in connection with the killings. And that's the latest BBC News.